I'm Jeb Sharp. This is The World. For our global hit, we go to Las Vegas, where the world's Marco Werman happens to be right now. Marco, what are you doing there?
Well, Jeb, I'm here for a unique concert, and it's not the kind of show you'd associate really with Vegas. This one features top-notch musicians from Algeria, Lebanon, and Iraq. And Jeb, let me start this story at the place where this ambitious project, a year in the making, will conclude tomorrow night, the arena at the MGM Grand Hotel that usually features a lot of big rock and pop concerts.
And then this is the same wall they use on U2 that he brought me in, this $100,000 wall.
Holy smokes, this is a rock show.
Yeah, well, it's kind of taking the two worlds, the traditional world and the rock world, and bringing them together and coming up with something that forges a new day.
Concert promoter Don Elder steps into the Grand Garden Arena at the MGM Grand Hotel and Casino to admire the stage under construction. The acoustics are as perfect as you can get for a venue of this size and will shape the mood of the show.
The intimacy of an acoustic night, but at the same time the feel of a rock concert. And the staging is going to look quite beautiful when it's finished. You can see the bits of the Moroccan pillars that are being set in, and the beams going up, and the 100 musicians and dancers that will take the stage over a period of 3.5 hours.
A few feet away from the arena, in a ballroom called Studio One, the orchestra is rehearsing one of the numbers for tomorrow's show. It's a little bumpy, and things are complicated by the fact that there is no common language in the room. It's either Arabic, French, or English.
Maurice, tu vas jouer avec eux le même rythme, oui? Ok. Second verse, two times. Second verse, two times. Ok?
Second verse, two times.
The reason behind this concert, doing it for the needy children, I always like to do things to help other people.
That's Christiane Merhej, one of the chorus. She lives in New York. Her family is from Lebanon, and many of them are singers. In fact, they've performed alongside Lebanese diva Fairuz. When promoter Don Elder first told Christiane Merhej about the project, she signed up right away. The proceeds of tomorrow's concert will be dispersed by the National Arab American Medical Association to help out sick children, mostly in the Middle East. Christiane Merhej says, as far as she's concerned, this gig isn't about the money.
What I would love to see is the reaction after, how the people will, you know, like react to like the singing, the crowds afterwards, to see what is the reaction. And I would love to see like happy people, happy faces and happy children and less sick people, less needy children, I mean, throughout the world, besides the point, Arabic or non-Arabic, you know, everywhere.
If you think that the extravaganza is a big group hug for sick children, you're only partly right. It's also part of a larger vision, a link between Las Vegas and the Middle East. Gamal Aziz was born in Egypt. He is now president of MGM Mirage, the parent company of the MGM Grand. And Aziz is also the president of the hotel. A 20-year veteran of the company, Aziz has been expanding the MGM brand across the Arab world.
We have signed deals to do hotels in Abu Dhabi, in Dubai, in Cairo, in Sharm el-Sheikh, and in many other destinations around the Middle East. And as we got closer to our developers and our partners, we realized that the culture itself lends itself to what's happening here in the United States. It's building a bridge through art.
It's a little baffling, though, why all this music from the Middle East finds a home in Las Vegas. Ticket sales aren't exactly going to bite into Cher or Bette Midler's box office. But also, and I put this to Gamal Aziz, Sin City doesn't make for a destination that is very halal or legal within Islam.
I'm certainly not an authority on the subject. I can just tell you, the difference between halal and not halal is what you do as a human being. I mean, the concept of doing the right thing, whether you're in Las Vegas or in New York, it's how you behave as a human being. So, listening to beautiful art is joyful. So I've never thought about it this way.
After I left the offices of Gamal Aziz, I went to meet the headliner for tomorrow's concert, Khaled, the king of rye from Algeria.
Everybody in Saudi Arabia like you.
As Khaled and I waited for the private elevator to his suite, he was stopped by two young dark-haired women. One was named Munira, the other was her sister. They were from Saudi Arabia. Munira wanted her picture taken with Khaled. She's a big fan and came this time to Vegas to see her idol and the Syrian singer on the bill, Asala Nasri.
I like the Las Vegas, my sister and me, and see Sheb Khaled and Asala.
You came here just to see Khaled?
Yes, of course.
How many hours was the plane ride?
14 hours.
In his spread high above the strip, Khaled told me it's his first time in Vegas.
Las Vegas la connaît pas la télévision.
Khaled says he knew Las Vegas from television, but now that he's here, he says he wishes the entire world could be like Las Vegas.
Absolutely.
Quel est le message pour le
I asked Khaled what he thought his message would be playing Las Vegas for the first time, and he said it's the Vegas message, to play and to make love, not war. He laughed, but then got serious. The real message of the concert, Khaled said, is respect. Something he says that's missing in the world today. Even the rules of war aren't respected anymore, he says. Hospitals can now get hit in war, he says. Women can get hit. Old people can get hit. Children get hit. In a sad tone, Khaled asks rhetorically why there aren't any human beings on Earth anymore. You can see why he's made John Lennon's Imagine a part of his repertoire. The orchestra's been rehearsing it. Salar Nader is the tabla player. His parents are from Afghanistan. Like several musicians in the large ensemble, Salar had performed very little with many of the others. And coming into the gig, he said he was uncertain how it would work out. But then it clicked.
Which was really nice because it felt like everybody was at home, although we're all from different backgrounds. You know, Arabic, Iraqi, you have North African. This rehearsal space felt like home, you know. And that was special.
Moments like that happen spontaneously. During a break, Khaled's oud player from Algeria began a song that the Lebanese chorus just fell right in step with. And that made a lot of the artists in the rehearsal room feel like tomorrow night's concert is going to be just fine. For The World, I'm Marco Werman in Las Vegas.
Marco's posted some pictures of what he's been seeing in Las Vegas at theworld.org. That's all from us today. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Jeb Sharp. Have a great weekend.